You are logged into Forsyth Sports 365, and thank you so much for joining us. Greg Golden with you. We're chatting today with Director of Athletics for Forsyth County Parks and Recreation, Coach Wayne Maddox. And Coach, we were just talking about a new facility opening up off Wallace Tatum Road, which leads me to this next question. Forsyth County, the third fastest growing county in the country. We've seen the development of Sawney Mountain Park in the last 10 years with the fabulous Nature Center, the Big Creek Greenway. Fowler Park has opened up in that time, the South Forsyth Soccer Complex. Obviously, there's more on the way. This county is growing and growing. Everywhere you go, you see a new community developing. How are you keeping up with growth? How do you stay on top of it?
Well, it's definitely a challenge. I did mention Wallace Tatum just a few minutes ago, and we're about to also start. The county owns some land, Lanier land, the old music park, is going to become will be our next construction to get started, and hopefully that will start within the next couple of months. They're in the process of soliciting bids and getting bids and getting ready to open, go to work on that park. So hopefully within about 6 months or so, Wallace Tatum MAP Community Park should be up and running. And then shortly behind that would be the Lanier Land Park. That's also will have four more rectangle fields. And I do keep referring to them as rectangle fields, and just in case that confuses you at all, since we play football, lacrosse, and soccer, I've started calling them rectangle fields to make sure I don't offend any one of those individuals or those groups. So multi-purpose fields or rectangle fields, usually what I call them. But we are adding four at Lanier Land, and those will also be artificial turf, which again helps us for makes them a lot more versatile, and you can go from one sport to the other pretty quickly and all those things. So those are online or are in the pipeline, so to speak, things that are happening or are about to happen. In addition to that, we are about to do a comprehensive master schedule. Master plan, look at the county, how it's growing, the community, assess where we are and where we need to go. You mentioned trying to stay on top of things and plan for the future, which this will be an in-depth study and plan. There will be members of our booster clubs, members of the community will be invited to a lot of different meetings and have a chance to make their wishes and desires known, and we'll put together this study and present that to county commissioners, and that will hopefully give us a plan on where to buy property, what kind of parks to develop as we move forward. So it's a very in-depth study. Will start taking place within the next couple of weeks and months.
So I guess the next logical question is going to be funding.
Yep.
How are you budgeted? Are you at the mercy of the county? Do you have your own? You had a huge softball tournament here last week. Was that a revenue generator for you?
We did generate revenue with our tournament. We currently have four funding sources. We've got the bond referendum that was done a couple of years back. We've got our general fund, we've got impact fees and SPLOS. So that funding helps us set our budget. We also do collect money for registration fees, program fees, and special events. You mentioned the tournament we had last weekend. We had Triple Crown Sports Southeastern National Fast Pitch Tournament here. They played for 4 days. We had about 110 teams here, played on 17 fields. So we had 20 some odd states represented from those 110 teams. So our department generated some revenue from hosting the tournament, but the county in turn benefited from the economic impact from that. When you bring 110 teams in, you tend to fill up a lot of hotels and restaurants and, you know, everything from ice and Gatorade to gasoline at the convenience stores. So the economic impact from those special events and big tournaments can benefit the county as well.
How about marketing for those events, getting people in the county to come out and show up and show their support and enjoy? There's nothing like a huge fast pitch softball tournament. I'm here to tell you, I did a ton of them when I was a kid. I've always enjoyed it. It's just phenomenal to watch. These guys take it seriously.
Yep.
How do you market that kind of thing? Is that through your department, or do you work with the county on that?
Well, in the last several years, I've been working real close with the Chamber of Commerce, and we've gone out and pursued some ASA national softball tournaments and Triple Crown tournaments. Last year, 2014, we hosted Triple Crown's National Fast Pitch Tournament. We had 186 teams from 28 states, I think it was, in 2014. The tournament we hosted this last week was the Southeastern National Tournament, so it wasn't as big as the national tournament, but we went after Triple Crown in 2013. I actually probably started talking to them in 2012, and we entered into an agreement with Triple Crown Sports in 2013. We made a five-year deal with Triple Crown. We hosted their national tournament in 14, and they're going to rotate that tournament between East Coast and West Coast. So it should come back to Forsyth County hopefully in 2018. In the meantime, like this year, and then 16 and 17, we'll be hosting the Southeastern National Tournament. So we've got a five-year deal with Triple Crown, so we're going to have anywhere from 100 to 150 or 60 teams here for the next 5 years in July each year. And that is a big feather, I think, in our cap. There are a lot of organizations that want to come here, and I think part of that is due to our facilities. Part of it's the location, I think, being as close to Atlanta and right off 400. And then, of course, I think it's got a lot to do with our athletic staff. Our guys are top-notch, and we put a good product out there for those guys.
That's terrific. And in the interest of a shameless plug, I will tell you that anytime you want to use Forsyth Sports 365 to market a tournament that size, get some people on the air and do some radio style interviews or whatnot, we'll be happy to accommodate.
Right.
Okay,
sounds good. Sounds good.
Terrific. Before we get too far away from the whole park scene, speak a little bit about the Greenway. That is one of the most marvelous parks that I've ever seen. And right now, Bethelview, I guess, down to McFarland is pretty much accomplished. But now you're moving the other way and you're headed over towards the mountain. Tell me a little bit about where that park is at this time.
Well, the Greenway is another one of those parks that they've done in phases. And, of course, you know, you have to – there's a lot that goes into that. You got to get the land and then the funding and the construction. But it is another big asset to our department. Obviously, it provides an opportunity for residents to walk and bike. But there's also a lot of special events that go on the Greenway as well. We do a lot of 5Ks and, you know, charity runs and all those kind of activities. The Greenway provides a good avenue to run those type of activities too. So it's along with our athletic parks, there's always something to do in Forsyth County. It seems like we've got youth athletics year round. You've got your walking trails, your the Greenway, like you said. If you can't find something to do in a park in Forsyth County, you're not trying very hard.
You are logged on to Forsyth Sports 365. I'm Greg Golden, and we are in the midst of a great conversation with Forsyth County Division of Parks and Recreation Athletic Director Wayne Maddox. Join us for part three as Coach Maddox talks about safety and gives us his final wrap-up. We appreciate you tuning in. Head over to part three, and we'll see you there.
You are logged into Forsyth Sports 365, and thank you so much for joining us. Greg Golden with you. We're chatting today with Director of Athletics for Forsyth County Parks and Recreation, Coach Wayne Maddox. And Coach, we were just talking about a new facility opening up off Wallace Tatum Road, which leads me to this next question. Forsyth County, the third fastest growing county in the country. We've seen the development of Sawney Mountain Park in the last 10 years with the fabulous Nature Center, the Big Creek Greenway. Fowler Park has opened up in that time. The South Forsyth Soccer Complex. obviously, there's more on the way. This county is growing and growing. Everywhere you go, you see a new community developing. How are you keeping up with growth? How do you stay on top of it?
Well, it's definitely a challenge. I did mention Wallace Tatum just a few minutes ago, and we're about to also start. The county owns some land, Lanier land, the old music park, is going to become will be our next construction to get started, and hopefully that will start within the next couple of months. They're in the process of soliciting bids and getting bids and getting ready to open, go to work on that park. So hopefully within about 6 months or so, Wallace Tatum Map Community Park should be up and running. And then shortly behind that would be the Lanier Land Park. That's also will have four more rectangle fields. And I do keep referring to them as rectangle fields, and just in case that confuses you at all, since we play football, lacrosse, and soccer, I've started calling them rectangle fields to make sure I don't offend any one of those individuals or those groups. So multi-purpose fields or rectangle fields, usually what I call them. But we are adding four at Lanier Land, and those will also be artificial turf, which again helps us for the makes them a lot more versatile, and you can go from one sport to the other pretty quickly, and all those things. So those are online or are in the pipeline, so to speak, things that are happening or are about to happen. In addition to that, we are about to do a comprehensive master schedule. Master plan, look at the county, how it's growing, the community, assess where we are and where we need to go. You mentioned trying to stay on top of things and plan for the future, which this will be an in-depth study and plan. There will be members of our booster clubs, members of the community will be invited to a lot of different meetings and have a chance to make their wishes and desires known, and we'll put together this study and present that to county commissioners, and that will hopefully give us a plan on where to buy property, what kind of parks to develop as we move forward. So it's a very in-depth study. Will start taking place within the next couple of weeks and months.
So I guess the next logical question is going to be funding.
Yeah.
How are you budgeted? Are you at the mercy of the county? Do you have your own? You had a huge softball tournament here last week. Was that a revenue generator for you?
We did generate revenue with our tournament. We currently have four funding sources. We've got the bond referendum that was done a couple of years back. We've got our general fund. We've got impact fees and SPLOS. So that funding helps us set our budget. We also do collect money for registration fees, program fees, and special events. You mentioned the tournament we had last weekend. We had Triple Crown Sports Southeastern National Fast Pitch Tournament here. They played for 4 days. We had about 110 teams here, played on 17 fields. So we had 20 some odd states represented from those 110 teams. So our department generated some revenue from hosting the tournament, but the county in turn benefited from the economic impact from that. When you bring 110 teams in, you tend to fill up a lot of hotels and restaurants and, you know, everything from ice and Gatorade to gasoline at the convenience stores. So the economic impact from those special events and big tournaments can benefit the county as well.
How about marketing for those events, getting people in the county to come out and show up and show their support and enjoy? There's nothing like a huge fast pitch softball tournament, I'm here to tell you. I did a ton of them when I was a kid. I've always enjoyed it. It's just phenomenal to watch. These guys take it seriously.
Yep.
How do you market that kind of thing? Is that through your department, or do you work with the county on that?
Well, in the last several years, I've been working real close with the Chamber of Commerce, and we've gone out and pursued some ASA national softball tournaments and Triple Crown tournaments. Last year, 2014, we hosted Triple Crown's National Fast Pitch Tournament. We had 186 teams from 28 states, I think it was, in 2014. The tournament we hosted this last week was the Southeastern National Tournament, so it wasn't as big as the national tournament, but we went after Triple Crown in 2013. I actually probably started talking to them in 2012, and we entered into an agreement with Triple Crown Sports in 2013. We made a 5-year deal with Triple Crown. We hosted their national tournament in 14, and they're going to rotate that tournament between East Coast and West Coast. So it should come back to Forsyth County hopefully in 2018. In the meantime, like this year, and then 16 and 17, we'll be hosting the Southeastern National Tournament. So we've got a 5-year deal with Triple Crown, so we're going to have anywhere from 100 to 150 or 60 teams here for the next 5 years in July each year. And that is a big feather, I think, in our cap. There are a lot of organizations that want to come here, and I think part of that is due to our facilities. Part of it's the location, I think, being as close to Atlanta and right off 400. And then, of course, I think it's got a lot to do with our athletic staff. Our guys are top-notch, and we put a good product out there for those guys.
That's terrific. And in the interest of a shameless plug, I will tell you that anytime you want to use Forsyth Sports 365 to market a tournament that size, get some people on the air and do some radio style interviews or whatnot, we'll be happy to accommodate. Right, okay,
sounds good. Sounds good.
Terrific. Before we get too far away from the whole park scene, speak a little bit about the Greenway. That is one of the most marvelous parks that I've ever seen, and right now Bethelview, I guess, to down to McFarland is pretty much accomplished, but now you're moving the other way and you're headed over towards the mountain. Tell me a little bit about where that park is at this time.
Well, the Greenway is another one of those parks that they've done in phases, and of course, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. You got to get the land and then the funding and the construction, but it is another big asset to our department. Obviously, it provides an opportunity for residents to walk and bike, but there's also a lot of special events that go on the Greenway as well. We do a lot of 5Ks and, you know, charity runs and all those kind of activities. The Greenway provides a good avenue to run those type of activities too. So it's along with our athletic parks, there's always something to do in Forsyth County, it seems like. We've got youth athletics year-round. You've got your walking trails, your the Greenway, like you said. If you can't find something to do in a park in Forsyth County, you're not trying very hard.
You are logged on to Forsyth Sports 365. I'm Greg Golden, and we are in the midst of a great conversation with Forsyth County Division of Parks and Recreation Athletic Director Wayne Maddox. Join us for part three as Coach Maddox talks about safety and gives us his final wrap-up. We appreciate you tuning in. Head over to part three, and we'll see you there.